The biggest obstacle was the fact that we knew, as opposed to almost every other piece of theater you do, we knew we had to give them what they expected. So it wasn't like we got to create new characters or we got to create new things. We had to redo what everybody had seen before, and we had to make it fresh.
That's Doug Weaver, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Doug Weaver is directing the Theodore Lawrence production of The Rocky Horror Show. The performances will be this Friday and Saturday night only, October 13th and 14th. Doug, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Many people are familiar with The Rocky Horror Show, but for those who aren't, just in case, tell us about the show.
Well, you know, it was a brainchild of Richard O'Brien back in the early 70s. Richard O'Brien was an actor in England, and he had grown up loving 50s B science fiction movies, mm-hmm. and also was a musical theater guy. And he ended up telling a story that is ridiculous, but largely fun, a takeoff on the B science fiction movies of The Thing and The Thing with Two Heads and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and all those great bad science fiction films. And he wanted to tell it in a musical sense, but he also was tired of people making a villain out of people who are trans and people who are othered, you know, the outcasts of society. So he built the whole musical, this takeoff, around the acceptance and the raising up of those who are different. And he used his main character as a transvestite, a transsexual transvestite. And he is charming. He's a villain, but he's charming. He's brilliant. He's funny. So it is an audience participation, and I can't stress that enough. Mm-hmm. It is a communal event. Mm-hmm. It has become, it came out on stage in England, and then it moved to New York, did no business whatsoever. They threw together like $100 and made a movie out of it with Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, Meatloaf, and Richard O'Brien himself as Riff Raff, and it went nowhere. And then suddenly VHS mm-hmm. came into being, and it became a cult movie, you could say, but it was really the first destination midnight movie. And they would show it at movie theaters at midnight. People would come dressed up as characters from the movie, and they would talk to the screen. They would throw things at the screen. The audience themselves developed all the different things that you do in participation of this movie event, and it became just a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine there's anybody over the age of 30 who hasn't seen one, hasn't seen a production.
So if someone comes to this theater production right. at Theodore Lawrence, mm-hmm. what can they anticipate in terms of the audience participation right. that they can partake in?
Well, we try to make it as user-friendly, as you could say, as possible. They will get a bag of props for the show. There's a card that at one point they're supposed to throw. There's all sorts of things that they get to do as a light for when we have the light at the old Frankenstein place. But we also have two big, huge screens, and the screens will also talk to them and tell them, now's when you say this. Here's when you can do that. And plus the actors will help them through. But the truth is the audience, those who have been before as opposed to the virgins, which are the people who've never been before, the audience will take them through and the audience will help them. I can still remember the first time I ever saw it. I sat next to a guy who was dressed up as Frankenfurter. I was just there in jeans and a t-shirt. And he was the nicest person I ever met. And he literally walked me through the show. And he said, okay, now get this ready, because now we're going to do this. And now get this ready. And last year was the first year that Theodore Lawrence did this. And this is our second year of doing it. And I watched the audience, and everybody was really, really good about helping the audience become part of the mm-hmm. event.
Is there an age group for which this is most appropriate?
Yeah, what we say is 16 and up. Mm-hmm. We said 18 and up for those auditioning for the show. We didn't want anybody under 18. But 16 and up would probably be fine. You know, the truth is, it is risque, and there's double entendre, there's entendre. There mm-hmm. is a little bit of everything in here. But compared to what people can see now on primetime TV, on their computers and everything else. This is pretty tame, really, mm-hmm. compared to that, because it's all in service of the idea of not dreaming it, but being it, of not just sitting back and watching what happens in the world, but to participate.
It's a fun show, but mm-hmm. it's also a lot of work. What were some of the biggest challenges for you and your cast?
You know, it's funny because everybody, and I mean everybody who auditioned that first year especially, they all knew the show better than I did. And so it wasn't knowing, it wasn't learning lines, it wasn't the choreography, although choreography is tough. Malia Stockham did the choreography and she's wonderful, and they worked their tails off at it, believe me. The biggest obstacle was the fact that we knew, as opposed to almost every other piece of theater you do, we knew we had to give them what they expected. So it wasn't like we got to create new characters or we got to create new things. We had to redo what everybody had seen before, and we had to make it fresh. Mm-hmm. So we had to attack it with panache and elan and with excitement, and yet we had to do what was expected of us. Funny enough, that's hard for an actor, because an actor's trained to go new places and to try new things and to be able to invent. We had to recreate and yet still give it the same feeling of freshness. That was the hardest part.
Give us the basics here. Tickets and show times.
Okay. Tickets can be gotten through theaterlawrence.com or 843-SHOW. Great phone number. And it's this coming Friday and Saturday. We get to open on Friday the 13th, which for this show is perfect. The show times are at 7 and 10:30 each night. Only four shows. Last year, it started off a little slow, and by the time we got to the shows, we were sold out for all four shows. This is an event. You're going to want to get tickets early. It's sort of a special event for Theater Lawrence. They have a season, and then they've added this in as sort of a draw for a whole different audience. The truth is that a theater, as hard as we try, has become, over the last 30 or 40 years, an older person's area. And I think it's crucial for every theater in the country, be it educational theater, professional theater, community theater, to get a new audience and to grow a new audience. And so this is kind of a way for new people. There's no age limit. You can't say, well, I'm 80, so I can't go see Rocky Horror. Mm-hmm. Everybody can enjoy it. And as I watch people, and we do the Time Warp, which is probably the most famous song in there, and 300 and some odd people sitting in that theater, standing, all ages, all body types, all character types, standing and doing the Time Warp with the actors on stage. It's phenomenal. I think, and I'm a teacher, so I've studied this a little bit, I think it's what original theater was. Everybody participating, everybody coming together as a community to celebrate something. In this case, it's to celebrate differences.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It really was.
Doug, thank you for talking with me today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Doug Weaver is directing the Theater Lawrence production of The Rocky Horror Show. The performances will be this Friday and Saturday night only, October 13th and 14th. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.